This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, our focus is on the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. And Kelly Beam is with us. She's the Director of Membership at the Chamber. Kelly, good morning to you. How are you?
How are you, Bart?
Beautiful fall day out there.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Well, you're welcome. I hope you enjoy it.
We came in and I didn't even have to put on a jacket this morning, so I felt very good about today.
You know, this would be a great day like today for business after hours.
Where could it be a great day, Bart? And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because tonight you can come out and participate in business after hours at Clarion Inn over off of Old Fort and Chaffin Place, and from 5 to 7 tonight. So come on out. Mm-hmm.
And what is the fee on that?
$5 for our members and $15 for our non-members. From what I'm hearing, we're going to have a lot of great food. You might even get to learn how to line dance if you really want to over in Revolver. But we are going to be just in the space over there at Clarion Inn, just meeting each other and just having a time of fellowship and learning about each other's business. I think it's going to be a great great evening. So,
Chamber's business after hours have really done a lot to bring people together.
Well, we feel like they have. You know, last month we were supposed to have Rally on Maple, but when we say Rally on Maple, it rains. So we did have to pull it inside over at Pinnacle Bank, but we probably had over 250, 300 people there, and it was such a great evening, you know, of just celebrating our businesses in the downtown area, but then also just meeting each other and enjoying some time of fellowship. So
very special times.
Yes.
And Chamber has all sorts of neat things.
We've got a lot of things going on this week, and then, you know, just in the coming months as we go into the new year even. Mm-hmm. But we're very excited to be here. And I've got some friends with me today. So you guys have met Lauren Fletcher with us before, mm-hmm. and she's our membership account executive.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
And then we also have Mr. Chris Day, and he is our diplomat chair for this year. And he is with Prudential Roland Real Estate as his full-time job, but then he has another volunteer job that works with us at the Chamber, and we're just thankful that he's here as well. So,
Chris, tell us about the ambassador program and what's that's all about.
The diplomat program is I've had the opportunity to be a diplomat for 3 years, and it's just a great way to interact with other Chamber members and different business owners throughout the year as a diplomat. And one of the goals as a diplomat is to interact with the Chamber members by ribbon cuttings, and we have groundbreakings and then different Chamber events that we have each month and weekly. So you have a lot of opportunity to pretty much be the face of the Chamber of Commerce.
Chris, what does someone do to be a member of the diplomat group?
I'm glad you said that. We have applications going out right now, and you have an opportunity to fill out an application until they're due on December the 1st. And you fill out an application, and then you're selected as a diplomat amongst the peers of the other diplomats, and then that is one calendar year.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there a certain number of diplomats that are eligible, I guess you could say, and once that number is filled, there's no room for additionals?
That is correct. We have a large amount of diplomats. I think right now we've got about 56, 57 diplomats throughout the community, and they're different business owners and different businesses. We always have a wide variety of diplomats.
Kelly, it's exciting to see the ribbon cuttings taking place, because that means new business in the area. That means new jobs, new dreams coming true.
Right.
And the Chamber of Commerce has had record-breaking years,
right,
I guess, for the past 2 or 3 years now.
Well, I am very excited to announce that, but I'm actually going to let Miss Lauren Fletcher talk about that, because she has just been churning those out, and we are just so excited. I think this week we will actually have a record-breaking week.
We will.
Week, so.
We'll have our 100th ribbon cutting this
for
week.
For this year. For this year.
To celebrate a lot of ribbon cuttings happening in 2011. I think the last time we had that many was 2008, is that right?
Yeah, about 3 years ago.
So we'll be at Sweet Cece's in Smyrna Wednesday at 4 p.m. Going to eat a lot of yogurt and celebrate that. But as you mentioned, Bart, it's new businesses that are opening, but it's also existing businesses that are celebrating their success. Premier Home Inspection had one about a month ago to celebrate 5 years in business. They just wanted to remind people how great they're doing. We've
Old
been
Tom
at large
Pottery.
Companies.
Right. Old Tom Pottery after 25 years.
Exactly. And literally in one day, we were at McDonald's. And then 2 hours later, we were at Personally Yours. So we have major chains, and we also have small businesses that are doing great, and they just want to celebrate that. So we're really excited for them, and we love celebrating with them. A big part of our ribbon cuttings, as Chris mentioned, is our diplomats.
Right.
We could not do what we do without our diplomats, and we're really excited that we have that group to celebrate with our businesses and to support each other. And as Chris mentioned, just to be the face of the chamber. Those are the ladies and gentlemen on the street that really represent Rutherford County. So
and
we're very grateful for them.
That is a real milestone. I mean,
that's
100.
A big deal.
We're pretty excited. I may have done a dance. when I booked that one.
Well, and, you know, we're not even finished with the year yet. We're not even through the middle of November. So,
right.
You know, we're not going to say that that's going to be our last one of the year. So
no.
I would venture to say it won't be.
Well, we had 80 last year. And so to look at where we were last year and even this year, that should give you some indication of just the growth and the excitement that's going on in this community. I mean, we're seeing it across the board, just how people are excited. You know, we were talking about Old Time Pottery. They joined the chamber this year after 25 years of being in this community, and they said, wow, we just never knew. Thank you so much for enlightening us on what you guys are doing, because
right.
we just never knew. And now they are a huge part of what we're doing, and they're just so excited to be a part of us. You know, from Smyrna to Laverne to Murfreesboro to Eagleville, you know, we're seeing businesses get excited about what's going on in Rutherford County.
Well, this is a measurement, too, of the economy. We're growing. And you say this is the first time since 2008 that we've had 100 ribbon cuttings in a year. And we're just barely into November.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, in 2008, was it 100 total for the
you know,
whole year?
I think
year?
It was right around 100. It was, you know, we were right at it. So
we're going to beat that.
We're going to beat that. Right. We're going to beat probably the most we've ever done ever that have been recorded. Because in the past, we never really recorded. We just kind of showed up. Now we put a whole marketing plan behind the ribbon cutting. And
right.
so that's what's exciting. Because, I mean, not only do these people, they get their picture in the paper, they get put on Facebook. I mean, they're getting a lot of exposure for just, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 people coming out and celebrating their day. So.
Right, right.
Chris, that has to be a challenge for you because it is your diplomats that you really depend on to be there.
That is correct, Bart. But, you know, this diplomat program, the diplomats we have, they're fantastic people. They are so involved and, you know, they each have full-time jobs. But one thing that we've learned as being a diplomat is we're a family and we get so excited to be together. So, you know, for an opportunity for us to go out and not only share with a business and their great time and success that they're having, it's not time for us to get together, an excuse for us to get together and hang out. So,
they don't really mind it. Well, and we try to do those at 11 and 4 so that people can plan on their way to lunch or they can plan on their way home, so it doesn't interrupt their day as much. Because what I've found over the years is that, you know, a 10 o'clock's hard or a 2 o'clock's hard, because that's right in the middle of whenever you're in the middle of working on a, you know, a deal or you're working on a project, and that can be difficult. So we try to be very strategic in our times that we've put those out. And I will say that, you know, we're up to over right at 100. So,
right.
You know, it's working and it's a proven track record. People are amazed that we can get this many done in a year.
Right. And I would like to remind people, you don't have to be a member of the chamber. You do not have to be a diplomat to come to a ribbon cutting. Any business owner, any citizen actually is welcome to come
right.
to any ribbon cutting. It's essentially a party. and just to celebrate this business and to meet new people that you might not otherwise ever get to meet. And you just never know what connection might be made there. But again, it's a celebration. So anyone's welcome to attend just to find out about that particular business or to meet some new people.
And Lauren, again, where is number 100 and what time will it be?
100 is at Sweet CC's in Smyrna. That is going to be at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Old Nashville Highway, right there at the corner, there's a business complex. If you turn right onto Old Nashville Highway from Sam Ridley, it's going to be on your left.
Mm-hmm.
Viraj is the owner there. He is very, very excited to have all of us out there. But that's this Wednesday, tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
And then we'll go around and we'll already have one on Thursday at 11 at Just for Love. Coffee roasters down off of Memorial and 101.
Exactly.
And then Tarola Plastic Surgery. And then at 4 o'clock tomorrow, Thursday afternoon, and then on Friday afternoon, Unix Cuts and Spa over off Thompson Lane. So we're already to 103 this week.
That's great.
Pretty excited.
Yeah. You may beat 150 or
exactly.
So.
Who knows?
If you're planning on starting a business, go ahead and take the leap. And call the chamber.
Right.
Now,
please.
Do they call Lauren? Who do they get in
Lauren
touch with?
Lauren is the gal to call. I am just giving it all to her. She's doing an amazing job, and she can definitely take care of any of their needs regarding that, and then also membership. So,
you know, Chris, having a milestone like this and showing that this area is really coming out of an economic downturn, we are making it out, we're breaking records. That has to be exciting for other people in business to see this happening.
It's true. I sell real estate, Bart, and you know, to see a lot of folks, I interact with a lot of people that are moving in the area and that aren't from around here, and I'll talk to them at the Chamber of Commerce, and they're so amazed at all the businesses and all the opportunities. You know, I had to speak volumes of this chamber and the staff there. I had a couple I sold a house to that they have their business, they self-employed, and they wanted to join the chamber individually, and mm-hmm. So they joined individually and they've gotten involved and plugged in as a way to be familiarized with the community. So it's just such a fantastic area and community that we live in.
Well, you know, the chamber has so many additional services, and you may want to address this, Kelly. You probably want to talk a little about the Chamber U, because it has a topic coming up that really can benefit anyone in business.
Right. We do have a great program this year, and I will say Chasen Haynes has done an amazing job of promoting this. I think he was on last month with you. But Chamber University, our seminars that we've broken down into four specific areas: human resource issues, marketing and management, leadership development, and then technology. And, you know, we really wanted to focus in on what our business owners are needing. You know, as a small business owner, many of our small business owners don't have time to run to Nashville or Chattanooga or other places to do seminars, where we can get you in and out quickly, 2 hours, and you can walk away with tangible things that work in your business. This month we are working on
QuickBooks.
Yes, thank you, QuickBooks. And it will be taught at the Chamber on Thursday. I think it's 7:45 till about 9 or 10. You can get online on www.rutherfordchamber.org to find out all the information and to register. But these are great seminars. QuickBooks is one of those things that a lot of our small business owners are having to teach themselves. So the great thing about QuickBooks, there's a beginner's and there's an intermediate. So next month will be the intermediate. So this month should be beginners. And what we love about this is you're going to be able to sit in front of a computer and actually do it yourself, because I'm a horrible learner unless I actually touch, feel, or see it. And so I want to be able to, you know, touch a computer and do the tips that they've created for us. And I think it's going to be a great seminar for our small business owners. So we're really excited about that opportunity and continue to put those programmings out throughout the year. So
check it out. Chamber U this Thursday. And if you are not on QuickBooks, you need to look into it.
Well, that may be your next step in creating your small business, because mm-hmm. a lot of our small businesses owners are using QuickBooks as their accounting software. So we really encourage them to do that.
We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation. We're talking about business growth right here in the heart of Tennessee. The Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce is doing a lot to promote that. And we're just barely touching the tip of the iceberg on what they're doing to create a healthier environment. And, you know, along with that, we're talking about more jobs.
Things would change. It's been years and it's still the same, and that hurts. He ought to know that by now. I've grown so used to being alone. Couldn't be much worse if I were gone, and in a way I am. He ought to know that by now.
WGNS Murfreesboro listens to you, and that's why your opinion counts.
Look, we gotta have serious talk.
Hey, we care.
I just want to apologize.
Need a new car?
Why not a truck? How about a Ford F-150 from Ford of Murfreesboro? Right now, Ford is offering up to $6,000 in rebates on F-150s or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify. Head to Ford of Murfreesboro and test drive the latest Ford F-150.
$6,000 in rebates or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify.
Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield. Ford of Murfreesboro.
Bell Jewelers Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale is coming up Friday, November the 18th. Don't miss it. You can own a piece of history thanks to Bell Jewelers Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale. That's Friday, November the 18th. Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots. Remember that Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale is Friday, November the 18th at Bell Jewelers.
Play it again, sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Guys, I have to report those lanes right around the airport have reopened, so things along I-40 are looking much better. However, that has flooded our secondaries in the Antioch and Hermitage area, so please be careful. Staying on the interstate along I-24 is the better option. Things are moving pretty good in that area. As you make your way into the Murfreesboro area, we are seeing some slower traffic along 840 right around West Jefferson Pike and Sulphur Springs Road, and also seeing some close to the ramp to Highway 31 traveling over towards Brentwood. RCC Western Stores has the new Justin Stampede collection of boots, and they're now $20 off. Only at RCC Western Stores off I-65 at exit 97 and 69. With traffic, I'm John Boyce for WGNS.
Let's take a look at that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today.
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today. High temperature in the mid-70s. We'll have a calm wind becoming south between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Currently 55.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM/FM is everywhere you need us to be.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking this morning about the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. A lot going on. Lots of opportunities here in the community. And, you know, with this milestone coming up with 100 ribbon cuttings, that's the most we've had since 2008. And that was for the whole year of 2008.
Right.
And we're right here in the beginning of November. And by Friday, you're going to be at 103?
We're rocking and rolling.
We're blowing past all these things, I tell you. This is the area to start a business in. And I know the Chamber is really working very hard to attract new business, especially businesses that have a lot of openings.
Right.
Because we're getting a lot of people here employed.
Exactly. I'm not sure if you saw, if you drove by Embassy Suites last week, but there was over 3,000 people for the Nissan job fair that they had out there. What a, you know, if that doesn't get you excited, I mean, I don't know what will. You know, for our folks who, you know, are looking, that is just, that is really exciting for us.
And that's exciting to see people having a dream.
Yeah.
And their dreams are about to be fulfilled right here.
Right.
So this is the place to be.
There's a lot of growth. We have a wonderful piece that we put together, Bart, and anyone can call up and get it from us, but we call it Recent Announcements. And, you know, if you look at this piece over... this is about 18 months worth of announcements, and this is over about 2,000 jobs just coming onto the marketplace. You know, what's encouraging about that is it's not just, you know, the end result job. It is the construction job. It is the getting prepared for that that business to come in. You know, there's a lot that goes on with that. So we're really excited about, you know, just all these companies coming in, Whole Right to Dye America, General Mills expanding, Interstate Warehousing, Wei Chien, Vallejo, NHK Seating, and of course Nissan. You know, that is exciting times for us. And again, that should get you excited about living in our community. You know, from real estate to just being a real retailer to being an advertiser with WGNS, you know, whatever it may be, it's an exciting time just because of that job growth.
Now, Chris, you're seeing growth in the real estate market too. Really good things happening.
Yeah, we are. We sure are. With interest rates, you know, at just unbelievable low, we're seeing a lot of growth right now in the real estate market where people are just trying to take advantage of getting in and getting a good rate and getting a good house price. You know, it's been a long time since we've seen house prices at rock bottom and interest rates at rock bottom at the same time.
So this is the time to buy.
It's the one and only time.
Okay, so we're buying houses, we're starting businesses, and there are people out there who maybe have not done either of those, but those are both dreams of theirs.
Right.
What do they need to do? Let's say they want to start a business right now. What would be their first place to go in the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I always encourage people. I mean, we definitely want to be there and be an encouragement for any person that is looking to start a small business. But, you know, Bart, we have an incredible resource right in on our second floor of the Chamber building on Medical Center Parkway. It's called the Tennessee Small Business Development Center. Mm-hmm. It is in conjunction with MTSU and the School of Business, Jennings A. Jones School of Business. What a great opportunity. It's a free resource, prepaid in your taxes, but free resource where you can walk in and you can have counselors that will sit down with you and look at your business plan and your marketing strategy and look and see if it is it a good time. Is this the right time for you as a business owner or a potential business owner to start that business? Because it could be that there's too many of one thing in this community. But you need to look at that. You need to look and see what the competition is. You need to see where you're, you know, what you're going to be offering as opposed to someone else. And I think that's what's encouraging is that we actually have those resources right here in our midst. And when we don't take advantage of them, you know, when we fail to take advantage of those opportunities, you know, if you fail, then it's kind of your own fault. Because you've got these opportunities right inside, you know, where we're at on Medical Center Parkway. What a great opportunity for you just to be able to walk in and just get some resources.
And there's no charge.
No charge.
I mean,
that's even better.
People are just sharing their knowledge, trying to
knowledge
help you.
And resources. I mean, just the amount of resources that they have there from whether or not you're supposed to get an employee ID number to a tax ID number. I mean, all those different things that a lot of businesses forget. You know, did you put money in a marketing budget for yourself? That's probably the number one killer of businesses. They forget to market themselves. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, being told that from someone that's not in your camp, you know what I'm saying? That is what is exciting, that they can go in there and get those tools and resources and hopefully walk away a very successful business.
Well, just putting together a business plan. And
have you done that lately? It's hard.
It is hard. It's a challenge.
It's really hard. So.
But, and it shows you how to do these things.
Exactly.
And it shows you the importance of them. You may have the greatest idea in the world.
Right.
But you have to do the other basics with it.
You got to do some very basic steps. And like I said, I mean, a lot of people, the number one thing that they forget is creating a marketing budget for themselves. And they're like, oh, we forgot about that. That right there can make or break you. And so making sure that all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted is a very important part of what the Tennessee Small Business Development Center does.
Yeah, you don't want to be one of those businesses that opens up and then a short time later you're gone and people say, well, I liked what they were doing. Right. Where are they?
Right. I mean, we can come out and celebrate you with your ribbon cutting and your business, but you still have to have a solid plan in action. You know, you still have to be able to stand behind what you say you're going to do and have a business plan and do it.
It's back to the old baby steps thing.
Yep, baby steps.
Take it a little at a time. And and this university that you're coming up with on a regular
Chamber University
has those topics that you need.
Right.
Just sort of be alert to those.
Exactly. And we've just been very blessed with the amount of resources that any small business owner can have. And I really think it speaks volumes to what how this community is taking it. Mm-hmm. They're accepting. They're very excited to accept new businesses into the community. And we're pretty pumped to be a part of it.
And Chris, I think you'd probably agree that no matter what kind of business you're in, they all are very similar. They may be pretty different in what they do, but what makes them work is pretty similar. And I think that these business after hours give people an opportunity to share ideas with other folks. You have another one that we have not talked about, and that's the business before hours.
Right.
For the early birds.
Oh, my goodness. We have had an amazing year. The goal was, what was so weird was I was part of helping create this event, and I'm not a big morning person, so I don't know what in the world I was thinking by creating a morning event, but here we go. Our goal was four business before hours this year. We ended up having seven. People were so excited about having this event. So we already have four booked for next year. We'll be getting those up on the calendar of events and our website. But it creates a different environment in the morning for our folks.
It does. It's such a great atmosphere. It's a different type of atmosphere, and it's a great thing to be a part of. We've had some phenomenal business before hours this year.
And you know, some businesses lend themselves, if you have some off time, mornings are better. Like if you don't open till 10 o'clock, it's obviously a lot better to go to a business before hours because, say, at 5 o'clock, that may be one of your peak times.
Yeah, and that's what we were seeing. And we also, you know, we're looking at opportunities for our businesses who, wanted to just present themselves in a different light. And so they wanted to do the morning thing, and we just had one at Wilson Bank and Trust right down the street from you at their new location. And, you know, Barry and his team were so excited about having that, and they just said, you know, this meets our mission. This is exactly what we wanted to do. And we had a good, about 175, 200 people there throughout the morning.
There are a lot of morning people, apparently, in Rutherford County.
Not us.
I am not one of them. But it's always interesting to see people that you haven't seen, like you mentioned, at business after hours before. They are all about being there at 7:30, getting a biscuit and shaking a hand, and being really excited about it. But I always tell our new members, and Kelly does as well, if you do attend a business before hours or an after hours, do not come with less than 50 business cards. You will give them out. That is the goal. That's the whole reason that you're there. And if you are there, you're new, you don't know anyone, find one of us that has on a white name tag. It's going to be a staff member like Kelly or I, or it's going to be a diplomat like Chris. They know that's their job, is to promote the people that are there, to introduce people to each other. And, you know, we'll come find you. If we see you in the corner,
the wallflowers,
you're not hanging out with anybody, we'll come and find you and say, you know, who do you want to meet? Why are you here tonight? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's, again, the whole reason for being there.
One thing we have not touched on, and that's the Capital Connections Breakfast, because it's the legislators who have the laws that are created sometimes can either hurt or help business.
Right.
And this is a great opportunity to to work right. on laws that help business.
Right. We just had a Capital Connection breakfast last week and met with some of our, I think, comptroller. And so that was a great opportunity. We had a good 150 people there. It was a full crowd, and we were real excited. We've had to move that event downstairs in the visitor center because we couldn't get everyone upstairs in our meeting room upstairs in the chamber building. But what I love about this is again, in January through May, we'll have our regular Capital Connection breakfast, and that is where our local legislators, you know, Bill Ketron, Jim Tracy, Mike Sparks, Rick Womack, Pat Marsh.
You're doing so good.
I know. I'm like making sure I got everybody. I'm going to miss somebody. I apologize. Oh, Joe Carr. All those gentlemen will be sitting on a panel where you can come in. You do need to RSVP. No cost is associated with it, but you do need to RSVP on our website. But this is where you get to come in and you get to ask those questions, you know, and I really do appreciate it because, and they're very open to it as well. You know, it kind of is an accountability. When you're in a room with 150 to 200 people, guess what? If they don't answer the question the first month and they don't answer the second month, so then what's on the third month? So it's a really good opportunity to kind of, you know, make sure that your voice is being heard as a citizen of Rutherford County. And, you know, I've talked to people all across the country that are with other chambers and they're like, you're doing what? And I'm like, yes, why aren't you? You know, and they're just shocked that we have that accessibility to our local legislators like we do. But it benefits both of us as a citizen and our legislators up on Capitol Hill to know that they are doing exactly what this community wants them to do.
But, you know, the business leaders in this community really care about the community. Yeah. And I think you can tell that in the number of businesses that are a part of the chamber.
Right.
Because that doesn't fit with the size of the community either.
Right.
Now, how do we rank with other chambers in Tennessee?
We are still about second, you know, it just depends on who you ask. We are number one in the hearts of all Tennesseans, I would say. There you go. But as far as number, we're right at 2,000 members, which is great, you know. And the great thing is we've kind of held strong regarding all the turbulence that's gone over the last few years. And we've just been so thankful that, you know, our members are actually seeing more value, I think, in the hard times as they do in the good times. They're seeing that we are there as a true resource for them. So we are about second or third largest chamber in the state. Again, it just depends on who you ask. So we're going to go with second. There you go.
And I don't think that we're the second largest community.
No. Not by any means. But that, you know, that's what's so great is we have approximately 8,000 businesses in Rutherford County, and for us to have a market share of that size is pretty great for any chamber. So we're very excited, and you know, we would love to have all 8,000 businesses in Rutherford County to be a chamber member, just to think of the things that we could do and what we could do for our business owners if, you know, just through that support.
Well, like that example you used earlier where a business that had been here for a while started getting involved and suddenly they thought, wow, this
why,
is great.
Why were we not?
And that's what the chamber is all about.
Yeah. Well, you know, we a great opportunity for people to learn about what we do is our Chamber 101. We do it every Friday, except for on holidays, but every Friday at 8:30.
Which is this Friday,
yes, exactly. Well, we'll be there, so you can come on Friday. Unfortunately, we don't get that day off. But if you are in a business that, you know, Friday would be a great day for you to come out and see us at 8:30 or 2:30. It's a quick one-hour orientation. We also do it in Smyrna, so you can come up the fourth Tuesday of the month at 2:30 at the North Rutherford YMCA. All this is on our website, so if I'm talking too fast, you can visit our website for the information. But Chamber 101 is just a quick 1 hour. We go over everything that you might get involved in, from our business education partnership to knowing about what economic development does in our community, through our women's conference we just had, to all the events and anything else, the Diplomat program that you can be a part of. So please come out and visit us. And I will say that we try to make it fun. It's casual. I'm not going to stand in front of you, Lauren and I, between the two of us. We try to make it pretty fun, too. So,
I guess you're already working on that banquet because that's your next big event.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You know, it's so crazy. Thanks. February?
Yes, February 3rd, I believe.
February
3rd. Annual dinner.
Annual celebration. So, yeah, we'll be quick on that right now, I guess we're meeting about it.
Yes,
we'll
be
meeting about it this week, actually. So, yeah, if you want to come out and celebrate with business legends and business people in the community, we usually have over 650 and almost 700 people out at our annual celebration. What a great opportunity for you to meet other business people.
It really packs the embassy suites. And
we do.
Great meetings.
We'll continue to pack it out. We'll continue to pack it out. Chris Day was one of our diplomats of the year, and so that was a great honor for him, and those folks get celebrated that night as well.
So circle February, keep one of those.
Save the date.
Yeah.
That's it.
Put it on your calendar.
Save the date. Yes, sir.
We're going to pause for just a few moments. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be back and continue the conversation. So much happening with the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. We'll be talking more about some of those activities in just a moment. Stay with us.
Do you have to go? I know the world is racing, and time never stops, I know.
The Action Line. Weekday mornings at 8:10 and Rutherford Issues afternoons at 3 on WGNS, Murfreesboro, AM 1450, FM 100.5, and 101.9.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money, too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
Family Staffing has been a fantastic experience for me. I don't know what I would have done without them.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
They have given me hope when I didn't think there was any hope.
It's just the most involved kind of relationship, and when it works, it is so beautiful.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best. Call 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
WeatherEye.
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today. High temperature in the mid-70s. We'll have a calm wind becoming south between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Currently 55.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
My name is Frank Bowie. I work at Ford of Murfreesboro. I work in the service department. Been working on Fords for 26 years.
Hi, this is David Lee, general manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been part of the Ford family for almost 6 years now.
Hi, I'm Jim Matthews with Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been in this organization for almost 20 years now.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. And we had some exciting news earlier in the program about the record-breaking ribbon cuttings, number 100 coming up Wednesday, tomorrow. Number 100, that is where we were in 2008. That was a banner year for ribbon cuttings for the whole year, 100.
Right.
But tomorrow is number 100, and we're right on November 9th tomorrow.
Right.
And then by Friday, you'll be at 103. There's no telling what's going to happen by the end of the year.
We're just going to bust it out, Mark.
Well, now, that's the first big news. The second big news, I understand, Lauren, you have some more exciting news about the growth of Rutherford County.
Yeah. Everyone that lives here, I think, pretty much loves being here. I know I do. I grew up in Chattanooga. I came up here to go to MTSU in 2000, and I never left because I loved it that much. And I've chosen to stay here and build my family here and work here and have friends and all of that wonderful stuff and just basically do life here. I love it that much. But do you know how many counties that there are in the entire United States, Bart? Do you know how many there are?
I have no clue.
You want me to tell you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There are 2,992 counties in the nation.
Okay. I'm impressed that you would have that kind of information.
You know, I am chock full of useless information like that. If you ever get bored, you can just call and say, hey, what's going on? I'll give you all kinds of fun stuff. But do you know how we rank compared to all those 2,992? We are the 30th fastest growing.
30th of all of them.
In the nation. 30th fastest growing county. That's as of June of last year. That's when the last census was conducted, and that report came out in June of last year. But in the entire nation, we're the 30th fastest growing county. And if you live here, you're really, really smart.
That's why we're having people starting businesses, ribbon cuttings, and all of that.
Exactly.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
That me?
That's you. Good morning.
Okay. I want to ask that. Can she answer a thing on the road, that new road that's going to come between Broad Street and Memorial?
The bridge over?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I can't. We don't work for the city or the county, so you'll have to contact them regarding the roads and everything. All I know is what I saw in the paper, and that's about it.
And they're going to build it, no matter what.
I guess that's what the case is going to be.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
They were determined. The state's determined on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we have a choice in the matter.
People were thinking with those new interstate entrances and everything, that would take the pressure off of that intersection, which it did.
It did.
And but they put the money aside. Going to spend it.
And we still have people coming. So, I mean, the crazy growth that's going on in our community, you know, we can't really complain about the traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, I really kind of do this in jest, but, you know, whenever you see traffic and you see everything full and the restaurants full and the retailers full, you know, you should be cheering. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you saw the numbers, but $228 million in tourism dollars into our community. That's pretty exciting. I mean, that is exciting for us as taxpayers. That means those people came in and spent their money here and then left. So we are excited to know that they poured $228 million, and that's around $16 million up from the year before.
Right.
So we're really, really excited about that. So we can't really complain about all the traffic. I know it's a headache at times. You know, we're feeling it from one end of the county to the other. But, you know, we have to look at what the end goal and the end result is. In the midst, it's going to be hard, but if the end result is going to be show growth in our community, kind of connected, it makes sense.
Right.
And, you know, we really have been fortunate because for many years there were two interstate entrances and exits to Murfreesboro, and we used to think, well, why don't we have more?
Yeah.
Well, it turned out that now we're really getting the benefit of this because the other cities Nashville, they had to sort of create better things from old exits and things that were not planned.
Right.
Everything we got was planned to handle the traffic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had to put we were able to put thought into it where they just had to sort of put a Band-Aid on what had already happened.
Exactly. And we're feeling that all over the county. I mean, we're excited. You know, I mean, even the growth of Walden Road, I mean, it's a headache right now, but when Walden Road gets done, what a great entrance into our Laverne area and just surrounding our community through that entrance. It's going to be really nice.
And, Chris, with your business, I mean, you have the low interest rates, and then you have these prime projects going on.
Oh, it's great, Bart. It really, really helps. And you really see a lot of growth. The growth really helps. We've got folks that have moved away for business, and they have the opportunity to move back. They want to move back immediately.
Oh, I can understand that.
Great place to be.
Not only is it a great place for business, but as you have said, Kelly, great place to raise a family. Lauren, yeah. You said that too.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, this is where it is happening.
Mr. Chris is learning that too.
That's it.
Chris is going to be a daddy in February.
He is.
Congratulations. First one. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Do you know, is it a girl or a boy?
It's a boy, Finley Hutton.
Oh, yeah. Name is there? Have you started the room and everything?
Oh, yeah.
If you knew his wife, Emily, you wouldn't even ask that.
She's organized and ready.
Yeah.
He has his first football.
Oh, yeah. He's sure. Got it. Yeah.
Already.
Oh, boy.
Bart, I wanted to speak really quickly to what Kelly referenced earlier, talking about the traffic and the crowds of people and the tourism dollars that are generated. And those big numbers sound awesome, but it all trickles down. It has an effect on me and you and everyone listening. If we took away tourism completely out of Rutherford County, that would be almost $200 extra dollars we would have to pay individually on our taxes. Yeah. So it really does affect us, individually. And so, like she mentioned, even if you are, sitting in traffic and trying not to say bad words in your head, you should remember this is awesome, because that means that, again, this lends itself to our growth. And it trickles down, again, personally to, saving us money in the end. On the first floor of the Chamber building, we have our Convention and Visitors Bureau. Mona Herring and her staff there are doing an amazing job at making sure these groups continue to come to Rutherford County, continue to book our hotel and motel nights, and spend money in our restaurants, and shop and do all of those fun things while they're here to play soccer or do Civil War reenactments or whatever they're here to do. That is their job, Miss Mona and her staff. That's their job, to make sure that those groups continue to come here and help us continue to grow. And as far as the tourism is concerned, we have a beautiful visitors bureau. Please come by, even if you live here,
and the gift shop.
And the gift shop, yes.
Gift shops.
Oh, you got it.
Fantastic.
And we are really promoting our local artists, our local craftsmen that don't really have an opportunity to kind of share their craft. And what a great way to share that, and for people to come in. You can come in any day, 7 days a week. We're open 7 days a week. Come on in and check out some of those local folks.
Walk away with something made locally.
Yes. Which is always a great thing.
Now, we need to do this too, because you were talking about tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Not today, but next Tuesday at 11 o'clock, Tuesday on Thompson Lane, they're going to be officially opening the new entrance to the Stones River Battlefield.
Yes.
11 o'clock next Tuesday.
Yes.
And guess who's going to be there?
You.
Yes.
We will have our very large scissors.
Yes.
And our diplomats will
really
be there. Yes.
Okay.
With our ribbon across the street there from the entrance to New Vision Baptist Church. We'll be there, like you said, at 11 o'clock to celebrate that new entrance and to just show people what that's about. It's kind of exciting.
Not a
lot of people even that live here. Again, I've lived here for almost 11 years now, have even visited the battlefield. Mm-hmm. So we hope that not only will people just be reminded that it's there, but it will be encouraging to them to bring their families over there for picnics and tours and things like that. It's just a very neat place, and it's full of history. Rutherford County itself is full of history, and not a lot of people remember that or recognize that, but we hope that Tuesday will kind of jog their memory for them.
That's probably the largest tourist attraction too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal.
Yes. So we're
so
very excited.
Check it out next Tuesday, not today.
Yes.
11 o'clock next Tuesday.
Check our website, because it has all the dates of all the ribbon cuttings on there.
Yes.
And don't forget tomorrow in Smyrna, number 100. And that's at Sweet CC's in Smyrna.
Right.
That's right.
At what time again?
Oh, 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Okay. So that is a milestone. I tell you, so much happening.
We could talk all day, Bart.
Yeah. Business after hours tonight, 5 to 7, Clarion.
Tonight. Yes, Clarion Inn off of Old Fort and Chaffin Place. So come on and visit us.
Thanks for joining us today. We have been chatting with Kelly Beam, Lauren Fletcher, and also Chris Day. Thank you for joining us. Tomorrow at this time, Vice Mayor Chris Bratcher.
Good job.
Peaceful and deep. Your soul is like a secret that